countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
Back to the dairy herd. Recent research by the National Dairy Council showed us that we're drinking more milk than ever before, but we are also asking more questions about the environmental impact of the dairy herd. So when Science Foundation Ireland announced its grants this week, it was interesting to note that one of the largest grants has gone into research that aims to reduce the methane emissions of the national herd and reduce our greenhouse gases. Vincent O'Flaherty is Professor of Microbiology at NUI Galway, and he joins me now to explain more. Good morning to you, Vincent, and thanks for joining us as well. Tell us more, well,
good morning, John.
Remind us of the basics, I suppose, how livestock is producing methane and your concerns and concerns of other scientists about this.
Well, I guess the major sources of methane emissions from livestock are from the animals themselves burping out methane, and also from their manures and slurries that are stored, particularly over the winter period, for example, in dairy, or all year round if the animals are indoor all year round. And the slurry is, for example, is a very valuable material to the farmer. It's a very important and useful fertilizer. But during storage, it gets broken down by microorganisms and bacteria, and they release greenhouse gases, not only methane, but also you lose nitrogen value from the fertilizer through ammonia and sulfur through hydrogen sulfide. And that causes greenhouse gas emissions, and it causes health and safety issues around the farms as well. So essentially, John, what we're doing is we've developed a technology that allows us to treat stored manures and slurries so that the bacteria are switched off and the emissions are avoided. And the benefit is that you reduce greenhouse gas emissions on the farm, you create a safer working environment on the farm, but also the farmer then gets a greater benefit in terms of fertilizer from his slurry.
And is this new, Vincent, or what's happening elsewhere in this field? Have people been working on similar solutions? Is yours better?
Yeah, I guess the major alternative at the moment, John, is a process called acidification, which has been applied in Denmark particularly. And it involves the addition of strong acid to the slurry, and that kills off the bacteria and stops the gases being emitted. But the problem with that is it does require a fair bit of capital investment on the farm, and also handling the acids are, you know, it introduces additional health and safety risks. And then also, of course, once the slurry is acidified, it needs to be retreated, if you like, so that it's suitable to put back out on the land as a fertilizer. So currently, that's really the alternative. And there hasn't been anything so far that gives us the kind of results that we've been seeing. We've been seeing over a 90% reduction in methane emissions from stored slurries. And we're hoping to bring, with my colleagues in Teagasc, Sinead Waters and Dominic Cacrall in this project, we're hoping to bring the same idea forward to provide a feed for animals that'll help reduce methane emissions from them also.
And you've been working in the lab predominantly. You're hoping to move out onto farms soon with your research.
That's right. Most of the work so far has been at lab or at small field scale. And over the winter, working with colleagues, as I said, in Teagasc, and also some farm trials, we'll be out on farm during this winter storage period. And we're excited to see that the results will scale up and that we'll have a positive impact.
Okay. And these techniques about slurry, I mean, could you see farmers incorporating this into their practices in the near future, or what would be the impact on them?
So the key driver for us really was that, you know, in order to have a sustainable solution, it really has to benefit the farmer. So this additive doesn't require any capital investment or installation of fancy equipment. It's a very simple additive that's added to the slurry during storage. And the benefit to the farmer is that the fertilizer value of the slurry is increased. And that means that there's less requirement then for mineral fertilizer purchase by the farmer to maintain grass productivity, for example. And that's also an environmental benefit, because mineral fertilizer has a big greenhouse gas impact also. So
right,
we'd like to think it's win-win, and we certainly think that it's important that these solutions sort of benefit the farmer as well.
Okay, and the feed additive that would address, I suppose, well, the belching and the burping and the methane that comes that way from animals, can you see farmers, well, looking at that in the near future in Ireland?
Again, I think so, John. Yeah, I think there's going to be, I suppose, there are the drivers that everybody's aware of coming down the track, that we'll have to reduce our emissions, you know, through the Paris Agreement and so on. But there's also a driver that if by optimizing the feed, the animal loses less carbon up into the atmosphere and gains carbon in terms of muscle and weight gain, that's a big benefit for the farmer in terms of feed efficiency. So that's the way we'd look at this, is that we're trying to develop sort of win-win scenarios that deliver greenhouse gas emission reductions, but also benefit the farmer and improve farm sustainability.
€750,000 from Science Foundation Ireland will help you pursue the research. Is that good news, a good feeling this week, Vincent?
It was a great feeling. In these times, John, it's nice to have something to celebrate. And myself and my co-investigators are really excited about it and looking forward to driving on now.
Very good. Well, we look forward to hearing how you get on with that. Vincent, thank you very much for joining us. Professor Vincent O'Flaherty of NUI Galway there. And further details on Science Week on sfi.ie and also the RTE website. You're listening to Countrywide here on RTE Radio 1 with John Cook.